It was the moment the public and the security services feared another terror attack on British soil, with the Manchester bombings of May the 22nd still fresh in the collective memory. In a fast-moving story, it was established that a vehicle had mounted the pavement at London Bridge, inflicting casualties, before the occupants continued on a terror rampage in the upmarket area known as Borough Market.
Actually, we did that almost immediately. I checked my mobile phone, which I had with me, and I saw that was a kind of terror attack. So I knew that after like 10 minutes after evacuation started. So definitely, I'm still shocked. And seeing all this again here, it's kind of scary. It is.
Prime Minister Theresa May promised to up the fight against extremism.
Since the emergence of the threat from Islamist-inspired terrorism, our country has made significant progress in disrupting plots and protecting the public. But it is time to say enough is enough. Everybody needs to go about their lives as they normally would. Our society should continue to function in accordance with our values. But when it comes to taking on extremism and terrorism, things need to change.
As investigators continue to find out more about the three suspects shot dead at the scene by security forces, the Prime Minister's pledge to increase anti-terror powers has come in for some criticism. There will now be urgent questions asked of Theresa May's government and its security apparatus about why it's been possible that in the space of less than 3 months, there have been three separate terror attacks on British soil. Home Secretary Amber Rudd has confirmed the security threat level will remain at severe, with national campaigning for the general elections to restart on Monday, with polls expected to open at 7 a.m. on June the 8th, as expected. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.